Maybe he should just stick to singing. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Well, daylight come and me want to go home.
Oh, yes. Hey, Mr. Tallyman, tally me bananas. I get it.
That's it.
And
Six
ladies
foot,
and gentlemen,
7 foot, 8 foot punch.
And ladies and gentlemen, if any of that sounded familiar to you, well, number one, you're showing your age. But number two, we're also saying that maybe this person should just stick to singing about things that he knows instead of talking about things that he doesn't. In today's edition, we are going to have a little fun, courtesy of our friend David Horowitz over at Front Page Mag, frontpagemag.com, who just a couple days ago put out an article where they took a look at some comments from singer Harry Belafonte. Yes, if you were scratching your head trying to figure out, okay, yeah, okay, I know the song. Who was it that sung that again? It was Harry Belafonte. Now, Harry Belafonte is very, very popularly well known for his music. What he's not quite so popular, but still well known for, is his liberal political activism, or as he would like to claim it, civil rights icon, Charles. But what he has started to say now really is making all those gold records appear very, very dim and not so happy, and honestly really even tarnishing his, I think, self-granted moniker of a civil rights icon. Because what Harry Belafonte is talking about these days, Charles, means that we don't have civil rights.
Well, exactly. That's a great way of putting it. This is a civil rights advocate who's advocating the idea that civil rights are only there for some.
That's right. And this is an article by Ben Shapiro over at Front Page Magazine entitled, and yes, we'll have a link to it, Harry Belafonte, Inside Every Hollywood Liberal is a Totalitarian Screaming to Get Out. Because Belafonte, I guess over the last weekend, appeared on MSNBC on one of their political talk shows.
Let's make it clear whose talk show he appeared on. The Reverend Al Sharpton's
show. That's right. He was on Al Sharpton's program. So basically, they got into this conversation about this whole idea of what should the president, Barack Obama, how should you can take control of the political debate? Because obviously, right now, with Benghazi, with the IRS scandal, with the targeting of conservative groups, with many other things, the Obama administration is being perceived as not having control of the terms of the debate. They're losing the political debate. Well, Chuck, there are things you can do when you are losing the political debate in this country. One of the things is to retool and restructure your message so that it appeals to more people. Another thing to do is to determine that what you're saying doesn't appeal to anybody and find a different issue to work on. And then there's the other option, which Harry Belafonte was more than happy to vigorously defend on the Al Sharpton program. And according to civil rights icon and singer Harry Belafonte, Chuck, how should President Barack Obama take control of the political debate?
Oh, well, the only thing left for Barack Obama to do is to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail.
That's right. Harry Belafonte said, jail your opponents. And I quote, he says, that there should be this lingering infestation of really corrupt people, read conservatives, folks, who sit trying to dismantle the wishes of the people. Because, you know, Obama got an absolute unanimous mandate, right, in the last election, Chuck? The mandate that has been given to Barack Obama, and I don't know what more they want. He says the only thing left for Barack Obama to do is to work like a third world dictator and just put all these guys in jail, unquote. I am absolutely shocked, Charles. I am shocked. You know, I expect weird things out of leftists, okay? But someone who has been in the public eye for so long, like Harry Belafonte, to use terms like infestation,
yeah,
and people violating the American desire or the wishes of the people. And, you know, he's talking about Barack Obama's political opponents, mainly the Republicans, but more specifically conservative slash Tea Party slash Christian opposition. And really, it's shocking because usually many on the left are at least attempt in some veiled manner to hide what they're really, really feeling. But I think Belafonte's decided daylight's come and he wants to go home. So he's just basically laying it all out there. And basically he's like, okay, throw him in jail. Well, that means really, Chuck, that what he's really calling for is martial law against anybody whose political ideas don't align with President Barack Obama's desires and where he wants to take the country.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, what is the Sheets theorem on what happens when progressives get into government? What do they always do?
The left always outruns their cover.
Exactly.
Invariably, they outrun, they get this heady sense of power that nobody can stop them, and anything that they want to do is just by reaching their arm out and putting their hand around it, they grasp it, and they start pushing real hard, and they outrun their cover, which means that the public opinion polling and the softening that they've been doing over time, they just get beyond it and just start really going out hardcore, and it invites a pushback.
Well, all you have to do is read the lead up to this, what Belafonte had to say to Sharpton. And of course, Sharpton did nothing to stop it because, well, let's face it, Al's nothing but a polemicist. He's a master manipulator of the media. How this man has a show on MSNBC, the same network that fired Pat Buchanan for being too incendiary. I don't know. But this is a man who basically, those of you who don't remember, wow, how many years ago now, Barry? 24 years ago?
Yeah, I think almost 25 years ago, yes.
Got involved in a scandal in which a young woman, there are a lot of people, I'm bringing this up because there are a lot of people in the audience who are young enough, they may not know about this, but there was a woman named Tawana Brawley. Actually, she was a young girl at the time who claimed she'd been kidnapped and raped by white racists and had all these words carved into her belly with glass and had human excrement smeared on her in her hair and things. All these things, and claimed that a policeman and actually a district attorney had been part of this white supremacist gang who had kidnapped her and molested her and did all these things to her. Well, Barry, it all came down. And of course, Sharpton jumped right on the bandwagon. Nobody knew who he was at the time. And if you see him now, you wouldn't recognize what he was then. I think he weighed about 100 pounds more than he does now. And this guy came out and became a master media manipulator. And it was sort of like they talk about Chuck Schumer, the most dangerous place in Washington, D.C. to be is between Chuck Schumer and a camera. Well, that's what it became with Al Sharpton. It became the most dangerous place to be was between Al Sharpton and a camera and a microphone. This guy was everywhere. And in the end, he's coming up with all these excuses. In the end, it all turned out to be a hoax. Tawana Brawley had taken off with a boy, knew her mother wouldn't like it, so she created this story. And as the story came out and Sharpton hopped on board and a number of other activists hopped on board, it grew and grew and grew and grew and grew into this nightmarish fairyland story of cops and prosecutors. In fact, the prosecutor's reputation was ruined. And if I remember right, he sued Al Sharpton and won because essentially he couldn't continue on in the prosecutor's office. And actually, one of the cops that was accused killed himself over this thing because it essentially destroyed his life. And of course, Sharpton's never paid. He's never paid a dime on the charge. So this is the kind of person Al Sharpton is. You should take that into account on anything, any kind of commentary that you may listen to on Al Sharpton. And it's interesting that he continues to have credibility with the media, and he got a show on MSNBC that shows you the worldview of MSNBC, that they're willing to accept this charlatan and Al Sharpton, and that Sharpton gathers around himself people who are willing to run ahead of their coverage. In other words, he's willing to be a shill for people like Harry Belafonte, who really has been making these noises for years. He called George W. Bush the biggest terrorist in the world and that kind of thing. The guy is a progressive. There are pictures of him all over the place with Hugo Chavez, that kind of thing. So Harry Belafonte is a fellow traveler, if not an outright Marxist. So we've got this basically far-left propaganda arm that almost now no one is watching. There was a series of stories not too long ago on MSNBC and what's happening to their ratings. They're really down to tiny, tiny viewership. And yet they're on every cable system in the world. Nobody's watching. And there's a reason. They've got this motto. I don't know. Have you watched MSNBC recently.
I tried to avoid it like the plague.
Oh, I know. But every once in a while, the old story about the train wreck, you can't look away.
Yes.
But they have been running this advertising campaign to get people to watch, and it's almost embarrassing. Their motto is lean forward. Well, what was Barack Obama's campaign slogan? A single word in the last election.
Change. Forward.
Forward. No, forward.
That's right.
Forward. That was their big thing. Forward. And obviously, they were in the tank for Barack Obama. I mean, that goes without saying.
Really?
Yeah, well. And I basically refer to it as the bend over forward campaign, because that's what these guys are doing. It's all to kiss up. It's really to get access. And right now, it looks ridiculous with all the things that are going on in Washington, with the IRS, with Benghazi, with all the unfolding scandals. The only people that are out there defending Barack Obama right now, because of what he's done to fellow media outlets, AP, let's face it, their only defenders are in the ultra-progressive media, and MSNBC is one of those. So that's what Harry Belafonte is doing. He's out there using whatever cachet he has left. When was the last time the guy had a hit record?
I think we talked about the Calypso music of the 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe that might have been the last time. So, you know, we're looking at, going on 70 years, the last time this guy had a hit record.
Yeah, he's almost 90. Everybody knows who he is because some of the Calypso music I still kind of like. And I think he was a fairly decent artist at that. But he's got these opinions and he won't shut up. And the only reason the media keeps going to him is because he won't shut up. And he will act as a defender of the defenseless. And let's face it, the IRS, Benghazi, these things are indefensible, and yet they have to truck these guys out to see if they can gin up support. We've got guys out there like David Axelrod saying, boy, the Republicans better back off, or they're going to blow it in the next election. And you know what that says to me?
The Republicans are beating them, and they're hoping that they let up so that they can actually catch up and catch a breath.
Exactly. They're getting ready to get steamrolled in the midterm, which, if the Republicans had any guts at all, would spell the end of things like Obamacare. But, of course, the Republicans have already shown that they have an innate ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. So
I was going to say, that would also take your Republicans having candidates who actually would stand up and do what's right.
Yeah, there are a few out there, and guys like John McCain and the Gang of Eight in the Senate are doing their best to run them out. We just lost one, Michelle Bachmann, who they've been working on to neutralize. The Republicans have been working to neutralize basically since she took office. And they finally got it to the point where I'd like to know more about why she pulled out. I think she's just sick of it. I think she understands that the propaganda campaign has worked from both the left and the moderate center, which is still to her left. By the way,
yes.
That's the problem. It is all from the left, and that includes Republicans on the left. And they're the guys who have the ears of channels like, don't kid yourself that places like Fox News, which has a reputation for being conservative, I always laugh about that, they're left center, if anything. And if you'll notice, they've chucked all the real conservatives out of the channel, and they're hooked up with people like Karl Rove. They've chucked Bachmann, they've chucked Palin, they've chucked a number of their actual conservative players. And they're staying with people like Rove. Rove made a complete idiot of himself election night talking about just wait till the Ohio returns come in. Well, the Ohio returns came in. Barack Obama did pretty well here. Yeah. Uh-oh. That didn't work out.
Let's back that up again. Yeah. Try that one more time.
So basically, Harry Belafonte is on a channel who nobody watches, saying things that everybody's laughing about, and yet it's indicative of a mindset that's out there. We're in that period where I think we're getting ready to see a societal change, and the media hasn't caught up yet. There's an attitude change coming, and thanks to Barack Obama, he's the driver, and it's not positive for the Democratic Party.
No, not at all.
But who's the leading candidate for the office in 2016?
Hillary. I was going to say, I can't think of it. Well, unless Chris Christie changes parties.
That's not going to happen. He thinks he's going to be the Republican nominee, and you know what? He might not be wrong.
Which would be a frightening proposition.
Yeah. So what are all the anybody but Hillary guys going to do that got us Barack Obama in the first place on the Republican side? Some of our friends who saw the error of their ways and essentially withdrew from politics almost entirely. What are they going to do when it's going to be Hillary again? Well, I think they're going to say to themselves, it couldn't possibly be as bad as Obama.
Well, and that will be the whole point. It will be, oh, we're going to get a break. We're going to get a relief. Nothing could be that bad. And then they're going to vote in something probably worse.
Yeah. Not to leave on a negative note, we're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.